Hello, everybody, and welcome to the program. This is just a quick podcast to give you a big picture of what to expect. I have so much to share that it's almost overwhelming, probably. And so I want you to know what's coming fast, what's coming later, what's the big picture, and what are the things that we will never talk about unless you bring it to our attention in our group sessions, because we don't have time, but it's something that is in your resources for you to use forever. So my big goal for you is to reform and rehab your pantry and do it earlier before you even start the day one and proper and the detoxification group together. So you have a few days, carve some time out and just go through the resources, because there's a resource for everything. Just to follow those boxes, follows those handouts and the videos. And so for every important aspect of the program, I have, of course, manuals. There's two manuals. Everything is in there. I do encourage you to print it, especially the manual itself, because it's your go-to for all the activities and you have to fill things in. But I want you to... let me see, I lost my train of thought. with this program, when you listen to the videos, you're going to learn much more than it's in the manuals or it's in the write-ups, just because I want you to always see the big picture and the big focus and why we're doing things. So right now, that's why I'm doing this podcast right now for you, because I want you to not get lost in nitty-gritty things. I want you to have a big vision for yourself. And I do want you to invest the time right now. You invested the money and you invested your trust. And now the next step for your success is please do by all means, in any way you can, invest the time this week and then this weekend. The important thing is that you set yourself up for success, that you actually spend quality time with yourself and with a pantry rehab. You know, you plow through it, you clean up. It's so much joy. It's just like spring cleaning. You will feel so good about it. I really want you to go through that process. And so don't skip the videos if you can help it. With a lot of the videos, you can treat them as podcasts, because this is probably one of the few podcasts actually without the video attached. Videos are just like a background for the podcast, so you can see which part of the manual I'm talking about. But you can listen to those videos. You don't have to watch them just when you're driving. Maybe not driving, but when you're doing running errands or running or exercising or resting or cooking. And the point is, I don't want anybody to sabotage this effort and to take away your joy, excitement. I don't want any of your friends coming after you and saying, well, why don't you come to the bar with us? It's not going to hurt you. I don't want you to have to make difficult choices. I want you to have free pass for yourself. This weekend is yours too. So what's coming? Depending on when you signed up, how many days before day one you have, check the pantry rehab, clean up what you can, and then towards Friday and Saturday, watch the videos of the shopping in a health food store. There are a number 23, I think, of very quick videos. They're very, very practical. So they're going to make your shopping really easy. And then also watch, you can watch it many times, of course. And also during that weekend, watch the videos of me cooking the five course meal, so to speak, that will last you for the whole week. Your quinoa salad can be your lunch. Your soup can be your dinner. Your sauerkraut salad will be your side dish. Your cardamom balls will be your delicious lunch dessert. And your green drink will be your, let's say, afternoon or mid-morning snack. And then you have ideas for smoothies. And the smoothies you combine, like you personalize the smoothie how you like it in the morning with some protein. Or you can have an option of cooking grains. And there's recipes in the manuals. So when you do the videos and then you print out the shopping list that corresponds to the videos of cooking, you just grab that shopping list and you just go to the health food store that you can find locally and buy the items that you need. And you looked at the pantry, you see what I suggested stocking, so you can add some other items. But for now, I just want you to stock for this week. So maybe come Sunday, you can start cooking up a storm. It's going to take you a few hours. I always recommend play some nice music, have fun, and cook up a storm. And then come Monday, you have your lunch lined up. You have your quinoa salad and sauerkraut lunch lined up. You have your dinner, your soup back home, or you can flip it, and you can have both at both meals. You have breakfast smoothies, possibly, or breakfast, maybe quinoa cooked with some nuts and some berries. And you have a couple of days at work when you're actually cruising, you have all your meals, you don't have to worry about it. And the first week for us is then more, the first day on Monday, you're only going to set your goals and you're going to do a couple of very simple activities. This is your official day one. And then during the week, this is when we're going to start migrating from the manual to the manual companion as well, because week number one is all about enjoying the foods right now, but starting to read about what we're doing. And what we're doing is in the manual, so there's lists of foods and so on and so forth. But in the manual companion, I have expansion on it. So if I'm telling you, get your water filter in the manual, in the manual companion, I actually walk you through toxicity in water so you know why it's happening and why I'm telling you to do it. BPA in cans, I'm telling you what's wrong with BPAs in cans in the manual companion, but in the manual, I'm only telling you do not use cans with BPA. So that's kind of how you can start maneuvering both books. You can print them both together and put them in a big binder, and you can find, there's index at the beginning of each one, so you can find the chapters. So that's your week one. That's all we're doing, practicing those meals, eating them up as we go through the week, and then reading particular chapters about foods, about the kitchen. So you might be buying some kitchen tools and things like that, very simple things. And there's a very important chapter that I want you to read during week one as soon as possible. Day one, day two, be my guest. And it's called Balancing Meals or Balanced Meals. That will help you understand, how to combine foods, what to eat at which meal, and why. It's really profoundly useful, and it's going to create a lot of peace for internally for your brain chemistry, for your body. And in 99% of the time, it does magic to the human body. And there are videos about it, so I encourage you to not skip that one. That's a big one because that will set the stage forever. This is principle that I use with my patients, and I've been using it myself, and I can get easily hypoglycemic. So it's going to carry you through your traveling arrangements, through jobs, through different lunches and dinners. You're going to always know how to take care of the foods and maximize your energy, how you feel, and how your brain works, and how your mood is. So that's week one. A lot about nitty-gritty about the foods we're eating, the foods we're not eating, the kitchen, stocking it up, how to grate, how to cook, all that stuff. Week two, towards the end of week one, you might have to go to the store again and buy a couple of new supplies. Maybe you want to do the same five things again. That's fine, it's predictable. You can hone into your skills and make it even better and tweak it the way you like it. Nothing wrong with doing the repeat second time, it's not going to be overwhelming this way. But at the same time, towards the end of the first week, I want you to plan on a rice and beans challenge. And rice and beans challenge means you're going to buy two types of beans, dry beans, and one type of delicious brown rice, maybe jasmine or short grain in winter and long grain in summer. And over the weekend, at the end of week one, I walk you through how to actually soak them, all three of them, overnight, and then cook them correctly, and then bag them when they're room temperature and freeze them, and then you can reconstitute them and make quick meals in future. So your freezer is stocked up for now, and you have more avenue to play with, kind of raw materials and putting things together quickly. So that's coming towards the end of week one. And then week two, you continue expanding on foods. There's so many recipes in the manual. And if you get bored with manual, eventually there's 700, I think 60 recipes in the dashboard that you can pick. So you can browse, you can have fun with it and start. You're gonna already understand which components are needed from your education. We're gonna talk about it every week together on our teleconferences. You can ask questions, so you're gonna start getting comfortable with this. And then week two, you start cooking, maybe, eating the same food as you did before, or maybe experimenting with some new recipes. And week two is education about the gut and the stress level and how to combat the stress and relax more, how it affects your health, how it affects your gut, and any gastrointestinal issues, what you need to know. This is kind of the most of it is in the manual companion again. And I'll suggest some homework, like try different things, try different tips, and see how they work for you. Week three, we're going into detoxification this time. So not only is there science that will be catching up with you, but we'll be going through the household, how to clean, detoxify your skin, detoxify your kitchen, the cleaning agents, the shampoos, the environmental toxins, the fumes, the plastics, the radiation, the Wi-Fi and cell phones. There's a lot of tools and a lot of advice and a lot of hints there in those chapters. There's also science behind detoxification. You're going to see phase one, phase two explain what it means and what nutrients are needed. So during the first week, you literally jump in on sheer faith. You just trust my judgment and say, okay, if she says I'm eating it, I'm going to eat that. But when we catch up with week three, you're actually going to be reading about the rationale behind why I told you these foods were good for you and why I picked certain recipes in the manual, because these are powerful, powerful foods that are heavily implicated in detoxification support. So you're going to be really starting to see how powerful your choices now have become, and you're going to feel really good about it. So that's our week three. So you can read as much about detox as you want, as little as you want. The most important thing is still the cooking and the kitchen and maintaining the pantry and expanding on the food. So I'd rather talk about the foods and the recipes and what's working and what's not working and any challenges during working hours or lunchtime at work and commute and all that. So we can keep tweaking it for the whole group when we talk every week, than science. Science is there for you. You can always ask me questions, but it's there in the manual companion for you forever. And then come week four, we're going to dip into oxidation, free radical damage, antioxidants, inflammation, the hot topics, and what's relevant for you. And again, you're going to see a repeat of certain foods and nutrients and antioxidants that we're already been doing for a few weeks. You're going to befriend OPC3. That's really an important supplement that I want you to incorporate into this program and hopefully stay on. I've been on OPC3 for, 8 years, 9 years right now. And I take it every single day, and it's made a huge improvement in my health and my family's health and many, many of my patients. And very well researched. There's a big chapter on OPC3. And there's a video on OPC3 that I absolutely love. It's very old, but very profound. If you're a science person, you're going to love it because it's a documentary on their life. under live microscope, live blood under microscope. And so week four is just really giving you more ammunition for, yeah, I want to continue this path because this is really powerful. This is all the things that I'm doing are preventing disease, preventing cancer, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant. I'm preventing aging. This is exactly what I want you to see. This is big picture, and fear no more of your future. That's week four. And towards the week four, I'm gonna teach you how to actually reintroduce foods that we eliminated, the common allergens, the big insulting food groups. And like corn or wheat or dairy or soy. Most people will get off soy during the program, I suspect. And there's a way to do it. We call it a food challenge, and I want you to follow it. I'll teach you. There's a video, there's a chapter in the manual. Everything is laid up. You have charts to track the symptoms. It can be very confusing if you challenge too many foods, but at the same time, so you're going to do one at a time. But this is a lifetime opportunity to actually remove a food from your diet for 4 weeks, reintroduce it properly, and just give the immune system opportunity to give you signals of whether that food actually agrees with you or not, whether it's causing problem, or it has been causing problems, but you didn't really realize it. It's a fantastic challenge, and you'll be challenging probably on and off here and there in social eating, social functions, and you'll discover different symptoms as you go. And we're going to talk about that later, but that's kind of week five. I extend the program of 4 weeks into week five. So as you're challenging certain foods and reintroducing them, we still have the community. We still exchange ideas. I can still guide you in and answer questions when you get confused. The big question is, you know, what if you get constipated? What if you get diarrhea? What if things start going in the wrong direction instead of feeling fabulous? You know, everybody's different. Who knows what's going on? That's the opportunity for you to not be shy and always, always share on Facebook in a private group. This is just the detox community that we're building. So this is your tribe. And additionally, once a week in the evening, we will have a teleconference live, probably on Zoom, when we can see each other and talk to each other, and you can throw any questions at me so I can support you guys. And many of you will have similar questions and challenges. The same on Facebook, you know, I'll be checking Facebook once a day. I think I'll probably post some videos or some handouts about frequently asked questions or frequent challenges and so on that I anticipate, because sometimes, you know, things happen. But I will be there for you. And another thing that you may not be clear about is, what do we do with meat and animal protein? I do ask that you try and take them out for 2 weeks. So maybe week one and week two. Week two, go heavy on the plants, just clean it up a little bit, take a break from the animal protein. If you can, if you feel absolutely too weak and you've tried that and it doesn't work, of course, keep it there. But the balancing meals chapter will teach you where to put it in the context, where's the best place for it. So you learn that. But for the rest of us, if we can take it out, take a break, 2 weeks is great, and see how you feel. If you want to expand it for another 2 weeks, do it for the whole 4 weeks, and then reintroduce chicken, and then reintroduce beef, and then reintroduce poultry, you know, turkey, and then reintroduce egg, and then reintroduce seafood, you know, one at a time, and see if you feel better and see if you feel worse. So for future, you'll know what serves you better. That's kind of the big picture. So after the program, after week five, when you are on your way challenging some of the foods and realizing, oh my gosh, dairy is just a no-no. My skin erupts. I have diarrhea. It's never happened before. It's happening now. So I have this exaggerated reaction. My body doesn't like it. So now, moving forward, you always know wherever you go, if you have some dairy, you know what to expect, so you can take it easy, or you can take some digestive enzymes afterwards, take care of yourself, and maybe not do it every day, so you can support your body. And then after week five, hopefully you'll continue being part of our community on that Facebook group. I'd like to provide ongoing support. And in future, when we run another group, that group will join our community on the Facebook. So you can always get back to that Facebook group to check for some inspiration for the newbies testing the grounds, and you can advise them, or you can share your story, or you can, you know, hop in another detox with us and join. So really, I hope that you will know that you can plug in, and it's not like hop on the wagon, hop off the wagon. I don't like that. I want people to continue sustaining themselves on this type of living and lifestyle, taking care of yourself in a much deeper level. So it's 20 minutes. I just gave you a gist of the whole big picture of what the purpose is for this program, what to expect, what the pace is, what we will be doing. And again, if you have any questions, post them on the Facebook. You're part of the group. I hope you signed up. And we will be scheduling the weekly teleconferences. I look forward to getting to know every single one of you and watching you grow and fly and thrive, and then watching you watch your body shine for you. That's my intention. Have a blast. We'll have a lot of fun and enjoy the whole dashboard. Explore and really, really have fun. I'll talk to you soon and welcome.